Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports. Live from Las Vegas, October 11th, 2022, already. Almost the end of the year, guys.
Yes,
we're going to make it. Maybe. Another great weekend of racing behind us. Another one coming up in less than a week away, but we'll get to that here in a minute. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
What's happening?
What's up, man?
Nothing. Just
no parking around
it.
Here.
I don't know.
somebody parked in the wrong spot in front of the driveway.
Looks like trailer heaven.
Even the women parked wrong. Oh, I'm not saying anything to anybody. That's work. That's good. Lots of trailers means lots of work. Hey, also hosting along with me myself tonight.
No audio.
Oh.
Why are we getting no audio? What's going on here? What'd you guys do?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I got audio.
I got audio. I can hear it quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody online can hear it.
That's all right. They could look at you.
We didn't do anything to your computer.
That's right.
We messed with this computer.
I hear it now.
I heard audio.
I hear it now.
Delay.
All right.
Delay.
Fixed it.
Delay.
Fixed it.
Fixed it.
The old reboot works every time.
That's right.
There we go.
Turn it off and turn it back on.
That's right. The reboot every time.
Unplug, replug.
Yep. That's right. We do it. Matt Esposito, how you doing, man? We missed you last week.
Yes, we did.
Only for a few minutes. Only for 10 minutes. We had it 13 minutes later, so we were okay.
I know. I like saw it pop up live, and I'm like, okay. And then I thought, no audio. I'm like, oh, great.
Well, and that was the first time I'd never seen it before in my life, so
I figured it out. I'm apologizing for Vigary that he has to look at your ugly mug every week, so I hate he says he has to look at your ugly mug every week. I'm sorry.
This is America. You can look the other way.
That's right.
I'm assuming it was toward me a little bit. It was 100% toward me.
Oh.
He definitely said princess.
Oh, I didn't see that part. I didn't see that.
And Jason Collins is on here.
Again. He kept me and Matt going. In
Where
our train wreck.
Been? It's been a little while. Hey, before I get to that, also here, Justin.
I will pass that.
I appreciate you coming in again.
Again.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
You're going to be our inside look at last race.
That's right.
So we'll get to that in a few minutes. But Jason Stolen's a name from the Bombers from years past.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well,
when they were the Bombers.
According to his Facebook, he's engaged now. So
now
need I say more?
Yeah. You call it funeral, so I don't know.
He's in a funeral soon, yes.
Wow. Well, congrats on being engaged. I'm sorry to hear your racing career
is
over.
Is that a congrats?
Yes.
We're going to miss you at the track, but congrats on the
other part of it.
Yeah. Cool. Cool to see old names pop up.
Yes. He was when Matt and I had a train wreck here in the studio.
It wasn't bad.
Jason really kept up, you know, asking questions and talking and stuff, and we appreciate that.
He gets married in 2 days, and you're all invited to the wake.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
That's race day.
That's right.
2 days from now.
Whoa.
Race day.
He gets married in 2 days?
Wednesday, Thursday. Let's practice that day. We have practice.
Hey, does she know you're listening to a racing radio show?
he flips the station to something else.
That's right. Yeah. Or he turns it down.
Right. You know how you got that screen you switch to when you don't want nobody to see what you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
At work.
Turn the audio down. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, nice to see.
On a race day.
Practice.
Practice day.
But that's still a race day to me.
That's right.
Know? And less than a week away from the last race date.
That's right.
Saturday. Race day on Friday. What do you think of that? I mean, is that too much racing in 1 week?
That's perfect.
No.
Really?
I think
no.
Friday is a little long. Did you see that schedule?
Yeah.
We're going to be there a while. And then they moved us to last with the trucks.
I know. Unfortunately, based off of what, and not much experience, but based off the experience that me and Gary experienced, I won't say anything else. We'll just see how it goes. I hope we all have a good time. That's all I got to say.
Just remember.
See, if it wasn't for you guys, I could leave after the first regular race of the night.
Well, don't blame it on us. We didn't change the schedule.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
The one that was supposed to have been out, that did come out,
something
different.
Hey.
You would have been mad at the prolates or
Yeah, you go be mad at the prolates. Don't be mad at us. But
if I didn't have to wait, if I wasn't helping y'all, I'd be gone.
Yeah, but if they didn't change the schedule, we wouldn't have a problem.
Anyways.
Not that we have a problem. We don't have a problem.
TJ is doing a great job.
We appreciate being on a NASCAR night. That's what it's all about. Like, you know, it's a big NASCAR weekend this weekend. The Arca Menards series is a great series. It kicks off the weekend.
And by the way, this is the newest schedule. It's not yesterday's schedule. It's today's schedule that I've printed out. So that's your homework, is make sure you take the new schedule to the racetrack.
Now keep an eye out because there could be another one tomorrow.
That's right. That's right.
It seemed like they come out daily.
We don't know, Gary.
Hey,
maybe it's the voices in your head that sound weird.
Hold on. I have an idea for Vagary to fix this problem. Unplug the computer and plug it back in.
He probably was on his phone.
Okay, shut it off and reboot it. Right? Ain't that the fix of all?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're in slow motion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should talk like this.
So we have to talk faster so his can sound better?
Well, I think it's more along the things of what Patrick said. It's in his head.
Anyways.
So back to the schedule.
That's the official schedule that's out. As of today. Busy schedule. That's one of the busiest I've seen in a long time. There's going to be a lot of race cars.
Let's all just pray for no red flags.
Based off our experience, I won't get into that. We should have a good night of racing. Let's just hope.
Unfortunately, we have to.
Well, I see the legend cars. I see the legend cars are on the schedule, so there'll be at least one red flag.
Well, the good thing, it looks like they're going to split them up, so they're not going to run 60 at one time. But there's going to be a lot of them. That's a good thing. I think coming up to, because we have nationals coming up, you see a lot of out-of-town racers come in to shake down their legends, you know. But
the superstars got put behind the legends this week, and I had to listen to Gary singing over the radio this weekend.
Country, what was he singing? Was it rock and roll?
I believe it was Backstreet Boys.
Oh, no. That's even worse. Now I feel sorry for you. I do feel sorry for you. Now, if you were spotting for Gary, this Gary, he would wanted you to sing to him because he don't like silence.
No, I don't like silence when there's a truck on the outside of me. No.
Well, see, that's why I'm the eyes. The truck wasn't outside of him. He had plenty of room. He could have did zigzag and not hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
but he'll learn to listen to a spotter one day. I don't know. Based off experience, does Gary listen to a spotter?
Wyatt?
Two out of three.
Only if the last name is Ash.
This one.
He only listens to the last name is Ash.
One out of three he listens to.
No.
We're just giving you a hard time. That's okay.
Turn up your volume.
Okay, now Brad's saying the volume's low. Jason said it sounds perfect. And Gary says we sound like you are.
Okay. Everybody reboot. They're going to act like we're fixing something.
That's right.
Okay. Should be good.
Yes. We should hear now. Yeah. So.
Thanks for noticing me.
Wait a second. Okay. Hold on, guys.
Oh, Lord.
You said one out of three.
You listened
That's
to one?
That's not true.
One out of three.
That's
spotters.
Not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
All right. You mostly listen to one out of three spotters.
In Irwindale, he was delayed listening to me. He didn't do it the first three times I told him to do it. Back your corners up a little bit. You'll get her. 18 laps later, oh, I listened.
And then he started getting faster. That's okay. We're, this must be pick on
That's okay.
you tonight.
That's okay.
You'll be all right.
That's all right.
Don't worry
about me. I got one more race with Ken Ash, then I go to Michael.
Oh, then we have a whole new ball game.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Speaking of that, the Late Model Truck Series final race of the season coming up this Thursday, Friday. Practice on Thursday, but Friday race.
Because Michael fixed something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Michael worked. Michael rebooted his computer.
Yep. Everything should be good.
Uh-huh.
So appreciate you guys tuning in and
giving us shit.
Giving us crap. We need it, especially Gary.
That's right.
The best part about live.
I'm about to say, I'm nice and
hot here.
Well, he was cold last time, so I kicked it down.
Well, you can...
Who's more important here? Now I see how I rate.
Okay, I was also sick that
How's
day.
How's it feel, Michael? Tell me how it feels.
Exactly.
Here, I'll turn the fan up for you, okay?
I might get dizzy.
Ooh. I'm over here watching.
Hello?
Oh, the kids are loose.
Uh-oh. Put them back on the chain. So anyways, back to the Late Model Truck Series this Friday. At the bowling.
Our championship night is going to be an exciting race. You are up there in contention with Mr. Allison for first place. So we'll see what happens. But our top seven, at least, are really, really close. So anything can happen.
Can almost throw a blanket over them.
That's right. Anything can happen. And we've had... just over the years. Of course, this is our fifth year, and we didn't really play it up a lot, but this is going to be closing out our fifth year racing in the Late Model Truck Series. Obviously, 2020 was dark for us, but
it's still a year.
But a year in existence, fifth year. It's something that we're going to be celebrating during our banquet coming up here, and it's going to be something else, I think, as usual.
Yes.
Something else as usual.
Yes.
So we'll... tell all our guys out there and make sure they make the banquet.
There'll be an email going out.
There'll be something going out real quick here. And, again, it's a celebration of all our drivers that race with us. It's the least we can do for them for putting up,
Putting up with us.
And it's a secret where it's going to be this year. You got to guess. You're just going to show up.
Yeah. We'll tell Thane it's at a different location.
That's right. But we won't tell his wife. We'll tell
his wife.
Matter of fact, Thane's not invited. His wife is invited.
He's a plus one.
That's right.
So, looking forward to that. That's coming up in December. December 10th is our Late Model Truck Series banquet. So keep an eye out. We're going to be sending out more information for all our guys. Again, a lot of hard work goes into putting that together for our people all year long. And it's thanks to, guys like Justin, Susan, and all that also that help us out. We appreciate all that.
Even though they think we don't, we do.
Yeah, we do.
I believe one of you.
Which one? No. And again,
the guy in a black shirt, I believe.
And for our sponsors, of
I'm
course.
Glad you got a dark blue one.
I don't even look color. I just throw them on.
Obviously, he don't dress himself.
For our sponsors too, yes. You know, it's for them also. And speaking of that, the two of the main ones, Camp Out, Anthony over there, can't thank him enough. So if you need any trailer stuff, go see Anthony at Camp Out. If you want a free sticker or emblem on your trailer or toolbox, just stop at Camp Out. You don't even have to ask. Uh-huh. You'll get one.
Just go inside and you'll come out.
Come out, you'll have one.
Yes.
And then also go see Mike over at Reliable Banner. If you have your own, you know, plotter or anything like that, and you just need material for it, that's a good place to go.
He does printing as well if you don't have a printer.
And he's got the latest and greatest equipment. He can print some good quality stuff for you on some big equipment. So check him out. Anyways, racing, weather, kids being murdered. That's next door. So don't worry about it.
Mom said it's not them.
Well, oh, it might be next door. I texted her.
I was like, they could hear the kids good. I was like, let me get murdered.
Kids?
What kids? She has them hogtied and socks in her mouth. They're good. Don't worry about it.
Less destruction in
that's
the world.
That's right. Yeah. Remember, that's what she had to do to you and your brother.
Yeah. Right.
At that age.
And still does.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you were at this race this past weekend.
Yes, I was.
How was it?
It was good.
Busy?
Yeah.
How was the grandstands? Were there?
They were.
Honestly, you know, I mean, were there?
It was medium. I mean, it wasn't. 500
people, you think? 1,000 people?
It was a good crowd. I mean, there was definitely a lot of empty
seats. I heard it was not a good crowd.
I mean, it was. I've seen worse.
Yeah.
As the night went on, it definitely got better. During the autograph session, there was like nobody there.
Oh, really?
And I was like, uh-oh.
Kind of early on, though.
And it filled up through the night, and I seen a lot of new people that I hadn't seen before. So
right.
A lot of my coworkers came out. I was happy
sweet.
To see that.
That's cool.
So,
you know, we've seen that at Irwindale. Like, wasn't there like nobody in the stand?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is not good. Then all of a sudden,
boom.
Yeah, yeah, it was just like instant.
It's like they all wait around the corner at the same time. Yeah. Hey, let's go.
Wait for that one person to go first, and then they all come. Mm-hmm.
Wait for the sun to go down.
Probably it. It's only the 90s right now. What's everybody complaining about?
I don't
about?
Know why 90 feels like 110, but I'm like proof. Dying.
Proof. I'm still miserable at work.
I'm kind of scanning through this, and they don't have a autograph session for the locals, for the Menard, do they do?
I thought they had something on the other one that showed they push their cars underneath the grandstand.
No, that's for the Menard.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For the Menards, but not.
Yeah. Now I'm just scanning through it. I'm not.
There's no time for that. We don't even want them to do that.
Truth. They're pretty jam-packed. I don't see one either.
So what did you think of the throwback theme? Was there any
throwback? I want to say only maybe two cars did it.
Really?
I know Doug Hamm won the modifieds. He did one to Fabian Bray's old car, the 292. He took the top off. He went topless on it. And
they let him go topless?
Yeah, it looked really good.
By himself, wow.
I think he was the only one. I think the only one that did anything.
Huh.
But he did really good and won again. And
maybe next year they can say no points unless you have a theme.
Now Scott Osborne took a hard hit.
Oh,
I don't know how the hell that car continued to drive.
Hey, be careful! Be careful! That's one of Mike's buddies.
Well, that's somebody I know. It's in a car.
Acquaintance,
yeah.
He took a hard hit under the back stretch wall head on.
Whoa, really?
In the middle of the back stretch wall.
What happened?
I'm not behind. I was looking at the leaders. It was the first lap of the race. And then I seen Justin Johnson go to the bottom. So maybe made contact with Johnson. But he went that way into the wall head on.
Ooh.
But he fire and safety bolted over there. Everything went red flag. And then you see Scott fire up the car and take off. But the whole front of the car was on the ground. It was a
was more aerodynamic and shorter wheelbase.
Wait, you mean another light caused the car to start up and take off?
Right.
He was not happy, I can tell you that. Whatever happened, he was, the way he drove off that track, he was not very happy. It just dropped like 10 degrees just now, so.
I appreciate that.
I was getting a little hotter.
You guys are the one complaining how hot it was out. I mean, it feels like, doesn't feel like 90. Now you're complaining it's too cold? Come on.
I just said it dropped 10 degrees. I liked it.
I'm just playing with you. Well, that's cool. So nobody got hurt. That's a good thing.
I said that was the only major wreck that I saw. It was a double feature for the
Prolates.
And I did not get to watch the first one, but I know Dustin Ash won the second one. And he won the first one. So Kyle Keller finished second in both of them. And then I want to say Gaffrini locked up the championship because Matt Frady didn't even show up this week. So I want to say Gaffrini locked up the championship.
Another one.
But Justin Johnson definitely locked up the championship in the Superstocks. We had nothing for him.
Did anybody?
No. Jason Kaiser popped back out this week in the Superstock, and he was running them down, but Justin was already by the time Jason finally got past second place, into second place, he had verges out of time, 20 laps.
A little birdie was telling me that Justin Johnson was running 0.001 faster than Jason was. Yeah.
They're about the same speed.
They both started in the back. And Justin just cleared the field just that much quicker, and it took Jason a second longer, and that was all Justin needed because he just kind of took off after that. And third, fourth, fifth, and sixth was a really close race.
That's what I was looking at the times on Race Monitor. It looked like third back, they were all close, like within a couple tenths or so of each other. Yeah. Or so, and it looked like, and of course I didn't see the race, but looked like.
All I got to say is one car needed to get moved.
Uh-oh. We don't promote that on this radio show.
When the spotter tell them to move them.
We don't promote that on this radio show.
Let me just say the spotter was definitely saying some shit over the radio.
Well, maybe it's good sometimes the driver doesn't listen. Right, Gary?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, but it costed him a top three. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to settle in where you're settled in.
Well, and you got to think of that top three. So if you got that top three, wherever you are, what, points position or even money position is going to get you, 10 extra dollars, if that, 10 extra points, 1.2 points.
Tore up race car.
Tore up race car, whatever. Could have did the opposite. You going to make it?
No.
You all right?
Yeah, but third place ran a 17.37. Fourth place ran a 17.33. Fifth and sixth both ran a 17.37. So that's how close it was.
Yeah. So I was saying, it looked like it was time-wise, pretty close.
But I must say, Mike McKern beat the crap out of our back bumper the whole race, and then we were beating the double zero, and the double zero was catching the 60, so.
Oh, McKern, don't drive like that.
He had a lot of patience because we were behind the double zero, and I kept telling Gary, I was like, just be patient, and Mike just got closer and closer. I was like, okay, now you're going to have to move him or go around him.
Go around him.
I think he tried to, and then McKern got around us. So.
That's what I like about with the super stock division.
Johnny Cilantro needs to show Gary how to drive.
I was just going to say, bring back Cilantro.
Yeah, let's see some heavy duty racing in
that. That's right.
Super stock.
Bring back Cilantro. He'll show Gary.
That's right.
Let Cilantro lead the way.
that's to me, true stock car racing. That street stock division or the super stock division. That's where it's at. But. No, it's cool. Hopefully we see that division continue to grow. What did you guys have, eight, seven?
Eight this week. I mean, like I said, there's certain guys that hit or miss. Like the four wasn't there, which is usually Kyle or Sam Jacks. They switch out. Bobby Schumacher was not there in the 99. So that's at least two of them. So, I mean, I think there's like 10 or 12 that are here.
Was the 45 there?
Yeah. Don showed up. Eric Martin showed up. We showed up. Justin Johnson, Jason Kaiser, Billy Paddock, Anthony Mann. So that was it. Eight. But it looked like Eric might have blew a motor the last lap. Because all of a sudden he went up in smoke, and I'm hoping a line popped off or something, but it definitely looked like it was a motor.
Oh, that's a Ford motor. It didn't blow up. He lost a line.
Is that what he runs for?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's his car?
It's the 42. It's
like a Falcon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
it's
cool.
A different.
Yeah.
It's not the normal.
Yeah, kind of like that. It's
beautiful. It's a really nice
car.
Yeah. That's cool.
And it's all Ford powered.
Yeah.
All of his cars are Ford powered. Yeah.
You should bring his late model out. Racing in the super stocks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talked to McKern about that. Like when we were up at All American in their super stock division or whatever they call it up there, street stock, the only two that were fastest were ones that looked like late models, but they raced them in that division.
Yep.
He named some name. He goes, was one of them a 00 up there? I was like, yeah, I think it was. Actually, well, yeah, he comes out and kicks butt. That's the only one that's kind of sounds like
yeah,
a late
that
model.
White and green car was that 00, yeah.
And so, yeah, that's probably, I don't know if it's the same guy or not, but.
He was definitely fast.
Yeah.
Him and that other.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what number.
Yeah, I don't.
Was, but.
Yeah.
So how about the Legends this time? This past week.
I didn't get to watch that.
None at all.
I was going to the restroom.
The whole Legend race?
Yes. I tried to avoid that
did
race.
You have
that race.
Concession hot dogs?
Jordan Holloway won.
The dollar hot dogs?
Do they still have that? What are they? I haven't had their concessions there in a long time. What do they have now? Have you had their hot dogs?
I couldn't tell you.
It's weird. I haven't been on that.
If I go watch, I either get an iced tea or a soda, and I
sit,
and I don't come back down.
I don't even know what they have.
It was good to see Doug Sheldon showed up. He's from Alaska. And he came down here for that race.
Wow.
I want to say he'll be here through the Nationals. I want to say he normally runs the Nationals, but that's a little haul right there.
No doubt. And that's cool. We appreciate guys coming from those distances just to race at any of our local tracks.
21 Legend cars showed up.
Sweet.
So I don't know if Gary remembers this, but...
Was it from 2 days ago? I don't remember.
There you go, man. That's great.
Probably like 20 years ago.
Whoa.
So a girl rolls up next to us in the pit next to us, and I seen the name Shelberg on top of the car. And I was like, no way is this the same girl that we watched race Bandoleros when she was like 8 years old.
Sarah Shelberg?
Yes.
Yeah. I know her father, Rick Shelberg, yeah.
Well, we go for the autograph session, and I pop out of the car, and we start talking to her. And it was her first time back, and she's driving a Legend car. I was like, no way is this the same girl that flipped a Bandolero, like, at 10 years old. And she was like, the fact that you guys remembered this. I was like, it was the yellow 24, right? And she was like, yes, it was. I was like, holy shit.
That's funny.
It's good to see people come back.
Rochelle. Rick Rochelle?
No.
Oh,
Rick Shelberg.
Shelberg. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's actually Rick's car, but apparently he had surgery and couldn't move his arm or something and shift, so she jumped in it just for the night.
Oh, cool.
That's your future, by the way, because he does what we do, AC work, so you know. Or used to do it. Now he don't do it no more. Now he's going through all the surgeries just to get through life.
I'm like,
see what air conditioning does
right,
to you?
Yeah. Matter of fact, he's that guy you told me. He goes, hey, some guy's looking for you. That's Rick.
At the track?
Yep.
I remember now. Yep. I didn't know his name, but. We go way back as well. He used to come hang out in our pits when I pitted up there against the wall. Yeah.
He used to run mini
against
stocks.
A fence.
Rick
yeah.
did. I ran mini stocks for some years.
And I was like, to see her come back out, I was like, holy fuck. Like, you know, I'm getting older.
Feeling old, yeah.
That's
and she was like, I'm 31. I was like, I'm 31. So that means I was like 10 or 11 remembering that flip.
Is she really 31?
Yes, she is 31.
Wow.
Welcome to life.
Gosh.
I was like, there's certain things that you just remember, and that was one of them. I've been at the bull ring as long as I can remember on Saturday nights up in the stands. So I remember Taylor Barton flipping his green and orange Legend car. I also remember somebody getting hit in the head with a wrench.
Hey, speaking of Taylor Burton, he's having some...
Trunk or treat.
There you go. I just saw it at the Mini Grand Prix. Bring your race car.
And he is looking for race cars to enter.
Yep, but he is not going to allow late race cars. So apparently these guys don't know the time. So
he said no late entries.
There you go.
So be there by 1 o'clock.
He knows some of these guys.
Uh-huh. He knows these guys.
Yeah, that's a name from the past. Huh?
Yeah, Taylor Burton. Yeah.
Cool. What, when are they doing the trunk or treat?
22nd or the 23rd?
I didn't. I okay. saw it on the...
I tagged you in it.
Oh, that's what it was. You tagged me in it. There you go.
That's like you don't remember.
I don't know how that works. So. Tag, you're it.
Oh, yeah. Jason Simons just brought up Adam Simon rolled his green car.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's been a lot of cars on their lid at this track, huh?
Me and Gary were just talking about Vinny Rucci's flip in the Superstock.
Rucci flipped too?
I had never seen a Superstock flip until that day.
Yeah.
That's pretty
But
amazing.
Rucci started, like, coming out of turn four and ended up in turn one.
Well, yeah, again, I was spotting. So I was spotting for Gary. I just radioed into him because Dylan Klefuski was driving James Lindgar's red number 98, and they made contact, and I watched it go up this door. Go into the window net and right over.
Wow.
And that was another one, like Chloe's.
Right. What'd you do? Don't touch. Don't
really touch something.
Oh, that's a damn thing.
You fixed it. That's a touch trap.
Right.
So I can't hear Michael's fail, so.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
It keeps switching back and forth on me.
Yeah, that's how it is on me, too.
I hear fine, so keep talking.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I told Gary, I was like, back off. They're hitting... And then you just see Rucci just right in the wall again.
Wow. What flipped him, do you know?
Him made contact with the 98. He drove literally right up on the door.
Oh, wow.
And just right over.
Straight over. That's crazy. That's cool. Hey, yeah. If you want to see something flip, chances are good if you go to the bull ring and watch some races, you might see something.
Yep.
Yes, it is the 23rd.
23rd is a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. From 2 to 5 p.m., must arrive by 1 o'clock. We are not letting late arrivals in this year for safety reasons.
Uh-oh, that's everybody.
All the racers, at least. Is this like a racers thing? Or just...
It's at the Las Vegas Mini Grand Prix.
Right.
So,
interesting.
I would assume there'd be more like normal cars, but...
What we're hearing is what they're
hearing. What are they hearing?
Static.
We'll take a quick break, I guess.
Oh,
picks up.
Hey, wait. We did a break.
Really?
Here we go.
All right.
It's an old break, but we're going to take a break.
When you hear JJ, it's old.
Are you saying JJ's old?
A little bit.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
What'd you do?
You said you're ready.
Okay. Does it sound better now? It sounds better in my head.
That's right. Well,
the voices in my head are clear now.
Yes. Okay. Let's go.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Talk about the race.
That's right.
You're a race person. What else do we miss out there?
Vito Cancilla drives the V5 in the junior late models. He's a fifth grader, 11 years old. And he went out there and just destroyed everybody. And I was like, holy crap.
And let me tell you, 11 years old. Let me tell you, that's a hell of a wrap on that truck.
That five?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a hell of a wrap.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's a nice wrap. I just seen pictures of it, obviously, on Rob Street's Facebook page.
I was there. I had a couple friends come out, and my coworkers were there. And I was like, would you believe these kids start at like 7 years old in these cars?
Yeah.
And they're like, no way. And you see how fast they are. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's scary to me.
I'll be honest. The junior late models, they've been putting on a really good show for even how young they are. They're not tearing up cars. They've been pretty good. So.
Yeah, they wait till they race against other older people to tear up cars. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They race against each other. Okay. Cool. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Sweet.
I haven't seen it in person. I've just seen pictures. But
kind of looks, well, no, it's all right.
Hey, it's still an 11-year-old in a full-size car.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Do they, I don't know if they, do they restrict any of that, like, from a regular late model?
This is Doug Ham's throwback.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Doug Ham?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's cool. I'm surprised they let him go topless. Anyway.
It is. Yeah. Surprised they did.
I know. Now, I know when they were doing the Lucas Oil Modifieds, they'd have a topless race every once in a while where everybody would have to go topless. You had to remove your top. But it was only on certain occasions.
This is not from Michael, but anybody looking for a factory stock or bomber, there is one available, the 17.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
$4,000, I think it said.
Is this one that's raced here?
Yeah, Carberry. It's the 17 he ran this weekend.
Oh, really?
And he had a big for sale sign on it.
Is he getting out or just getting on?
I didn't talk to him about all that. I just seen the sign.
Is he getting married in 2 days?
Probably.
And to answer Jason's question, no, I do not know who ended up with Jim Marlino's Superstock.
Did that 17 race with you guys back when you raced? Or?
Not back when I raced, but yeah.
Couple of years, in 15, 16, 17, he was out there.
What car? In that green car? I think he was in another car. Not that green car.
What kind of car is the green car?
I don't know. I don't know.
A Chevy? Oh, yeah. That's a nice car. I don't know what that is. Looks like
That's a beautiful car. Yeah. I mean, because the night I raced your car, the last time I raced it, that was the one that got bent like a taco. Were you out there for that?
Mm-hmm.
When I drove that, and I remember they red flagged us, and he pulled up next to us, and I was like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, I was parked up by the stockyard and looked over, and I was like, holy crap.
Crazy.
But that's what happens when you gut a car.
That's right.
And then other guys don't gut cars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't think I was there that night, I think.
I don't know. I raced his car.
Oh, no, I wasn't there that night when you raced his car. That was another night.
Now you know I have gray hair.
Yeah.
But your hair has been gray for way before Justin came along. I think over 10 years I've known you.
Did you watch the factory stock race?
Jacob Quintero won. I'll have to look it up.
How many did they?
Eight.
That's so crazy because that's about the same as the super stock. So it's crazy to see that division drop and,
it's all Michael Miller's fault.
I don't doubt that.
Mike had another bad night.
Told you, it's all Michael Miller's fault.
Nine cars showed up.
How's the points battle going there?
I want to say Mike locked it up. I think Pete is second. I'll have to look it up right now. And these are updated points. They update points really quick.
That's because the guy doing it's a math magician.
I think Gary was sending me the points the next day. So Mike Miller is 10 points above Pete Myers.
Ooh, close.
And 52 points ahead of Rob P. And then Carl Dury, the car is for sale, is in fourth. And then Kyle Jacks is in fifth.
Wow.
Kyle Jacks raced this past week?
Yep, he finished second.
Hmm. Wow. Cool. Did he race a modified?
Yep, he also ran a modified. But what Jason Collins is talking about, I don't know if you remember when Dallas Simonette had that red Chevy out there with the black stripe.
The 17.
Yeah, the one that was the 17. That was a gorgeous car.
Hmm.
But his new car's not bad either. I want to say Dallas has a...
I haven't seen his new car.
I want to say it's Monte Carlo. 17, bright red, once again.
Monkey do, monkey see.
I think he came back out. But I want to say he blew it up last time out. After he lost his hood. I've been there.
That's your crew chief problem.
Uh-huh.
Well, at that point, I was racing by myself.
That was your crew chief problem.
Yeah, exactly. How about the skit they
raced? I did not get to watch that.
They raced also.
Yeah, they raced also. I know Brian Williams had issues. Don Leonard. No, that is not right. RJ Smotherman won. And he started, I want to say he started in the pits. That race, he had to start in the pits. Like, a little the entrance of
further,
the track.
They keep pushing him further back.
Yeah. And he still won, so. The 47 finished second, and then Racer X finished third.
The 47 is the one with the big wings,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Robert Laney, I want to say how you pronounce it. And then Jeff Daly, Don Leonard, Bernice Hernandez, Jeff Bergerhoff, Robert Brown, Justin Ciccini, and Ben Williams.
But you said Ben Williams race?
Yeah, he had some type of issue. Oh. I know he was parked in the infield. Yes, he's on the...
Somebody else was parked in the infield.
That was Racer X. Racer X. I'm glad to see he did well this race.
Yeah, he didn't have to go in the infield this race?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, that was Racer X.
I missed it when he raced it.
When Racer X...
I remember you racing the skid plate.
I raced the Saturn.
Yeah.
The
hit every wall out there?
Nope. One wall. One. Backed that sucker right into the wall.
I couldn't get to the wall.
But it was fun. I tell you, it was fun.
And then you got out and cooked the barbecue.
That's right.
That was Night of Fire, wasn't it?
I don't think it was the Night of Fire.
Okay. You guys, I remember we had a barbecue right after that.
It might have been.
Because somebody was up in the stands talking some...
Oh, come on.
Talking some
mess. Get used to it. They do it all the time. They just happened to do it in front of you this time.
And that was...
And then there was...
That was probably a few years back then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That was pre-Truck Series.
Oh, yeah. That was when I think it was the second year for the,
Richter,
the skid part.
That's when Richter was still promoting.
When Pick-A-Part was still the main sponsor of that.
Yeah, so that...
It used to be the Pick-A-Part skid plates because they used to offer up cars.
That's when Tim Richter built two or three of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
The flag cars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the 18 flag car.
Matt Cunningham was in that Corsica a lot. Typical racer. After the race, he comes to me and he said, "Gary, you should have kept your momentum up." Why didn't you tell me that to begin with?
Right.
But it was a lot of fun. I would do it again if I had a chance, but I won't back it into the wall this time.
I had the same suggestion after the race. Dennis was supposed to tell me a few things. He goes, "Oh, you should. You're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do that." I was like, "Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for telling me now." But that's okay.
I would have told you.
Well, you weren't there.
I didn't know you were racing.
I didn't either until that day.
She
He got a phone call like, can you be here in an hour?
Exactly. I didn't know either.
He said, what the hell am I doing in an hour? He said, you're going to race a skid plate car. Come on,
man.
They called me.
No, he said, what the hell did you get me into now? I don't care. He had fun.
I could barely get it out of the pit into the track.
I'm telling you, it was the car. You need to try a different car and then judge your experience.
Well, that's what somebody else, that Dennis, as a matter of fact, told me that too afterwards. It's like, you know,
that
the difference is
that
either,
X
this
is a hard car to drive.
Right. It's illegal, right? Because it's got posi or something. I don't know.
Huh?
I don't forget how it is. It works.
There's no illegal race cars.
No illegal race cars in skid plates.
Alleged welded differential.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry if I use the word illegal. It's the gray area car. The gray area car. Now, I'm pretty sure it's illegal. It probably says right in the rules. But either way, it was not easy for me to drive.
I'm not
blaming the car. I'm blaming me 100%.
No, the car doesn't turn. I had a hard enough time getting it off the damn trailer.
I had to go backwards.
It doesn't turn.
In my defense, that's not the one I drove.
Yeah, no, try a different car and then judge your experience.
You know, Justin, you're right. After that,
I had a barbecue.
Yeah.
Because there was two people that were the first ones to get the hamburgers. So I can imagine that you were just bad-mouthing him 5 seconds ago. But...
You said a lot more than that, trust me.
Well, I have a lot.
Uh-oh.
So turn right to go left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you know that.
Jeff Bergerhoff said the best way to drive a skid plate car is steer the opposite direction.
Well, nobody had time to tell Michael that.
Well, I tried that and it still didn't work. But then again, in my defense, I didn't want to get too close to the wall because it wasn't my car.
I want to say the fastest way around is just... put your ass against the wall.
On that car, it looked like, yeah, you just got to ride the wall.
Just put a big wheel on that one side
hey,
that rolls along
yeah,
the wall.
You're giving me an idea when we modify
oh,
that.
There we go. Well, actually, yes.
Make the wheel removable.
All cars will have to have bumpers, rubber. You know, like boats
like
have
a bumper car?
Yeah. Boats have those rubbers.
Jeff's right. But once you actually get the momentum and the rhythm going, you really don't have to turn the steering wheel hardly at all.
Right.
It's just that little bit, and then you know your SN just totally falls into that right groove, and you just ride the groove all the way.
So here's one, from what I can remember when I was driving the skid plate car, I just knew if my SN was to the left going down the straightaway, I was in trouble. If it was on the right, I was good.
Correct. That means you weren't going fast enough. If it's on your left, you're not going fast enough.
Okay, that's what happens when they come on the track. You just see.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, because we used to gun it right at the top of the hill, but then safety would yell at us for gunning it from the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wait till you start dropping down to gun it, and then that's when you start to slide downwards.
And then you got to get your momentum back
up.
Yeah,
so when you get onto the track, all you have to do is just aim to that. Aim at turn three. Just
I aimed at the backstretch wall
yeah,
but the ass into the car.
Oh, absolutely.
I aimed for the pit.
Aim forward and gun it. Aim forward and gun it.
No, it was a lot of fun driving it not knowing just...
You know, and I think the skid plate owners should put a challenge out there to anybody in the prolates, modify anybody that hasn't driven a skid plate to get them in one for a race. Go out there and watch these guys do 360s.
I want to see Johnny Spilatro in the skid plate.
I'd love to see that.
Michael might even have a car for him. Just to see that happen.
Yeah, we'll make sure he gets one. But, I think that would be a good challenge for anybody that looks at those skid plates. Because let me tell you, them guys are really racing those skid plates. They're not like they were when they first came out. They're really getting out there. They figured them out. They're going faster than.
They're going a lot faster than they were.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to put a chicane or something in, you know, to slow them down or make them do some Slow down, RJ.
Put a brick wall in
something. Yeah, right.
One of those.
Park the pace car out there.
Hold up, because there's a few of them that still haven't figured it out. And somehow they ended up in the infield, crashed together in the middle of the infield this week. I remember that. The first thing I seen when I walked over was a tow truck trying to lift two cars apart, and they were in the infield just head on.
Interesting. But I think that'd be kind of cool to add a little something in instead of, you know, going around in circles for those skid plates. And I'm sure somebody's going to be mad for me saying that, but same thing. You know, they tried going the opposite direction in the past, and I don't know if anybody liked that or not. It's probably good for the fans.
It's pretty much the same thing.
What it's about.
It was 1 second slower.
Not much.
Good evening, Sheila.
Until they got, you know, the wind of it. And then
better late than ever.
Picking up the same time.
Now they were almost over.
Killer shots. No.
Shallow shots. Friday. You better start today.
Now, a figure eight race.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Skid plate figure eight.
I'm going to have to take a couple of jello shots before I go to spot for Michael. Maybe I won't talk so much.
Michael don't like to be talked to.
I know.
Okay, he can talk to me.
Can I sing to you?
I will listen to you, yes. As long as it's not Backstreet Boys.
You are my
you
already
you know the next, he already knows the songs.
We're already practicing. You practice singing, and Sheila will practice making us jello shots.
I already bought the ingredients. It's going down.
All right.
Sweet.
Can't wait.
Hey, big race coming up this not even the weekend. I like to keep saying the weekend, but Thursday night there's practices. Is this show practice on there?
The top, like,
the
three
very top.
Oh, my gosh. So 1 to 6 p.m., the ARCA guys, they get all their practices in. And what time is that? 6 to
3:30 credentials open for locals.
Okay.
Hold on. They changed that.
Is it different?
It was
9. 10.
Hey, guys, we have the new updated schedule.
As of 5 minutes ago. 5-minute rotations. That's Thursday. So
20
sure
minutes from now, it's probably wrong.
Thursday. That's true. You never know. Well, you know, when NASCAR says change something, you change it. I'm sure it was NASCAR.
Oh, what's this? 5-minute rotation, 60 minutes.
I don't know. 5-minute rotation, 60 minutes.
From 6 to 10 is 4 hours. So you can only go on for 60 minutes?
Ask the mathematician. Maybe he knows.
No, that's writing. That's
not his department.
Yeah, that's not his department.
That's Thursday night, so don't forget it's Thursday night practice. Credentials open, like you said, at 3:30 for the local divisions. So,
if it makes you feel any better, they changed the schedule on us last week, too. So.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Like at the track?
I just hate to see anybody get laps cut. We all walked up
and we're watching one of the races, and then we're like, wait, that's not on the schedule until later. And all of a sudden, Gary jumped up and ran to the pit to make sure, like, we're not missing our race, are we?
All their cars are lined up, Gary's on the stands.
Because you would think you get a schedule Friday, it's going to be the same Saturday, but minor modification.
You know, and that's just one of those things you just got to keep an eye on throughout the night, on any race night. Things do change, and they do, you know, and most tracks do. And Vegas does the same thing. They try to get it out that there's been a change, but you don't always get that word. So.
And here's a
kind of like there's big speakers in the pits that tell you the staging or anything, but
not only is this the first time the late model truck series has raced on a Friday night, but 6:15 is our first heat race, which is way early in the evening instead of, you know.
Well, don't we usually go before the stands open? When heats happen?
That might have happened once or twice.
But the spectators open at 4, and
sweet.
We are on at 6:15.
Then
6:10. We're on at 6:15 and 6:10.
Should be a good night of racing. You know, this, you know, real tight schedule, but, you know.
What? You didn't catch it.
I didn't hear it. Sorry.
Oh, is your headset working?
Yeah.
We're on at 6:15 and then we're on at 6:10.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm just reading what it says, guys.
Well, we're going to run heat 2 first.
Yeah, there we go.
And then we're going to run afterwards.
Hey, I'm only reading what they're putting out, man.
Do you see, where's the driver's meeting on
this? Like 3:30.
3:00.
3:00. Yeah.
Right before spectator gets
open.
I
see it.
Yeah.
Wow, your feature is at the end of the night, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So.
Ours is at midnight.
Yeah.
Team laps at midnight.
After this, I'm going to need those Jello shots. Thanks, Sheila.
I get to go see Jelly Roll on Saturday, so I'm happy.
Oh, my Lord.
Jelly Roll.
And since he said that, I ran into two other people who are...
Two other Jelly Rolls?
That are going to see Jelly Roll. And I'm like, seriously?
He's in a free concert downtown.
31 Street. See, my better half... told me
she likes Jelly Roll.
Maybe you shouldn't go because there's been so many stabbings and shootings and shit. I'm like, but if you live your life in fear, you'll never have any fun. Why do you think we drive race cars?
Well, exercise your right to carry, and you won't have that long of a problem. Somebody might, one person might get stabbed, but everybody else probably won't get stabbed. Exercise your rights.
We do not condone violence.
We don't. But exercise your rights while you have them.
But I will condone protecting yourself.
Exactly. And your family.
That's right.
So
I don't condone violence, but I condone protecting yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yes.
Jason Collins will be there.
He were. The Jelly
Roll. Oh, man. With his, but he'll be married by then, so.
Make sure she has good life insurance on you.
Maybe Jelly Roll's going to be at his wedding.
I will go to the wedding if he's there. I can't say that. I was going to say I won't get stabbed there.
Can I ask who the hell's Jelly Roll? I don't know who Jelly Roll. To me, it's an insult.
I got
call me Jelly Roll.
I got told. What the hell do you mean? You don't know who Jelly Roll is?
No.
Nope.
I don't know who Jelly Roll is. So.
He's he's not a singer. What is he?
He's a singer.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh. There you go. I don't know. I know he's a guy with tattoos all over the place. And he's not a very small
kind of
guy. And one song he sings.
Save Me.
Is it?
Creature. He sings with Tech N9ne. I don't know. You probably have no clue.
Music.
No, it's he actually has a couple of songs on country radio right now. I guarantee if he was in one
rap.
Song, exactly.
Rap.
That's kind of what it is.
Oh wow!
He's a rapper. He's country. He's kind of
hey.
That's why they call him Jelly Roll.
I'm Jelly Roll. So make sure after this show, switch over. Tonight's the night. We're switching over to Blythe Speedway. .net or go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/blythespeedway.com.
Yep.
We're going to be going over a lot of different stuff on the Blythe Speedway show, so stay tuned for that. So when we're done with Ongoes Now, go to the Blythe Speedway and listen up there. Otherwise, see you at the race.